From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says a new U.S.-Cuban committee will begin talks next month on the full normalization of bilateral ties, building on Friday's historic ceremony in which the American flag was raised above the U.S. Embassy in Havana for the first time in more than 54 years. At a joint news conference in Havana with Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, Mr. Kerry spoke about what comes next.
So it's our hope that over the next days, we will be able to lay out a roadmap whereby steps are taken and make it possible for us to move to the next level.
Mr. Kerry said the path forward to fully normal relations will depend on lifting the trade embargo with Cuba. Some U.S. lawmakers oppose normalized relations with Havana. Talks to end South Sudan's conflict appeared in jeopardy Friday as President Salva Kiir canceled a planned trip to the site of the talks in Ethiopia and the government recalled its negotiating team. Officials want to determine whether there is a split in the rebel camp. Two rebel generals announced this week that they are no longer allied with the rebel leader Riek Machar and are setting up their own movement. South Sudan's civil war erupted in December of 2013, a few months after President Kiir fired Machar as vice president. Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says it is ready to pursue claims that Islamic State fighters used mustard gas against Kurdish forces in northern Iraq. Militants are accused of using the chemical earlier this week in the town of Makmur, not far from Erbil, gas known as a chemical agent banned by international agreements. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants have carried out numerous killings, regaining part of the Libyan port city of Sirte. Edward Uranian has details.
Libyan TV reported Islamic State militants killed dozens of captives Friday after defeating fighters from a rival Salafi group which had rebelled. Islamic State took control of the group's Sector 3 district of Sirte before dawn. More than 50 other people were also reported killed in 4 days of fighting. Members of Libya's two rival governments protested Islamic State's brutal tactics. Acting Prime Minister Abdullah Thani, who leads the interim government in Tobruk, condemned the bloodshed in Sirte and appealed to Western nations to intervene. The military commander of the Islamist-supported government in Tripoli, Abdulsalam Jadallah Obeidi, insisted that his forces would fight Islamic State everywhere in Libya. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Eurozone finance ministers have approved the first $29 billion payment of a $93 billion bailout deal for Greece after the Greek parliament approved the package on Friday. Eurogroup chairman Yaron Disoblum.
Of course, we welcome the agreement that was reached between the institutions and Greece on the policy conditionality. It is, to our mind, in line with the key objectives set by the Euro summit on the 12th of July.
And the Greek finance minister, Euclid Sakalotos.
Any deal is only as good as what you make of it. So let's hope that the Greek people will be able to make the best of this deal, to make the best of the reforms and the ability to reform, and will mitigate any negative consequences that surely exist within it.
Greece needs money from its international creditors by August the 20th, when it must repay about $3.5 billion in debt to the European Central Bank. Chinese officials say the death toll has risen to 85 from the massive fire and explosions at a hazardous materials warehouse in the port city of Tianjin. VOA's Bill Ide is in Tianjin, where he attended a press conference by officials.
At that press conference, they talked about how firefighters are clearing the way to try to get into the area where the fire is still blazing. They're bringing in sand to help with chemicals, trying to put the chemicals out, but the blaze is still going. The other interesting detail that came up, there was a safety watchdog official who talked about the company in question here at the center of this disaster and how in 2012 they refurbished their warehouse and turned it into a facility that could house hazardous materials.
Investigators still do not know what caused the initial fire and explosions. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.